A lot of things have been promoted by questions. We question, why can't we harness electricity? And because someone's curiosity, we can flip a light switch and the light comes on. We ask, why can't we go to the moon? And then we did. And we ask, why can't we make a phone that everybody can carry around and spend a holiday long texting on? And we did. And why can't we? And we did. And why can't we? And we did. Tonight's lesson and thoughts are based upon a question. A question asked of the Lord. You see, there was a lawyer who set out to entrap Jesus. They did this a lot. It's written about several times, but I'm sure there were many, many others. Because the Pharisees and the scribes and the lawyers followed him around. They were there at many of the great events in the life of Jesus, not because they were there to support him, but because they were there to try to entrap him. And that was the case here. A lawyer comes to Jesus and he said, what do I have to do to have eternal life? And Jesus said, well, what do you read in the law? And the lawyer, knowing the law, said to him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, thy soul, thy strength, and thy mind. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And Jesus said, you've said well. Go and do that. And then the lawyer asked him, well, who is my neighbor? That's what Jesus told us, this story about the Good Samaritan. We're quite familiar with that. But there are some things about it tonight that I would like for us to explore. You know, there are a lot of things that you can see as you travel down the highways, if you travel much at all, some strange things sometimes. I remember whenever I was in college that back then you could hitchhike. Before I went to Harding, I started off at Louisiana Monroe, and which was about an hour and 15 minutes from home. And so it wasn't anything to hitchhike. And people stopped and picked you up then. And you know, my parents really didn't worry that much about me hitchhiking. Of course, in our changed world today, that's something you have to be very, very careful about, very careful about. In fact, need to avoid probably. But there wasn't anything back then. I remember one incident that happened to me on the highway was I was the first person to a head-on collision. And the first car I ran to was, there was an older couple, both had been killed. And I looked in the other vehicle, the man was moving, so I ran to that one, and he was bleeding badly from his head. I reached in, turned the key off in his truck, and had a rag and held it to his head till the ambulance came. So there's some sad things that can happen along the highway. But Jesus tells us that life, our spiritual life, is like traveling a highway. In Matthew 7, 13 and 14, he says, enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many there be that enter in thereat, but straight's the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it. So our spiritual life, Jesus said, is like traveling a highway. And all along this highway, we have to make choices. And according to our story tonight, there is two sides to that highway. The other side, Jesus said that one's the one that leads to eternal destruction. And the right side of the road. And that's the one that we want to talk about tonight. Traveling down the right side of the road. What do we learn from this story about the Good Samaritan? Well, we learn that... Where are we going? Oh, I'm going the wrong way, aren't I? Okay, how about this? We learn that on the right side of the road, there is the courage to care. Now, that's something we really need in our world and in our nation today. We have, the last few years, we've been, I don't know whether we've been pushed to or whether we have chosen to, but we're building fences. We're building fences around our lives and that of our families, and we're closing our circles in tighter and tighter and tighter. And I don't know that that's always good. I look at this story, and I see in the priest and the Levite, I see commentaries of our 21st century world. The priest in a big hurry. Where have we heard that before? If I just had time, I just don't have enough time, or if I could get around to it. We are busy people. There's no question about that. Our world is going fast. Our time passes with such rapidity. Even our children are busy kids. In times past, we had school and ball and homework, and that's. But now our kids are every night, every day, certainly every weekend, are have got so many activities that they're involved in. We live in a busy world. So what we are going to have to do is we are going to have to make time for spiritual things. And there's the key. We seem to be able, even in this busy world, to make time for the things that we want to do. And sometimes our choices of making time are choices that do not include God and spiritual things. And we're going to have to learn that that's the wrong side of the road. And the Levite who was concerned about his image, why, I can't be involved with a Samaritan. What would people say if I took care of a Samaritan? And so he chose the wrong side of the road. Having the courage to care is so Christian. It's so Jesus. There were many examples that we could look at in the history of God's people, of those who put themselves or others before themselves. I think about Esther, who saved her people. I think about John the Baptist, who prepared the way for the Christ. And when he was, when he, his disciples said, Master, this Jesus is getting really, really popular, taking a lot of your disciples away from you. And his response was, that's the way it's supposed to be. He must increase and I must decrease. That's not human. The human response. That was the godly response. And I think about Joseph of Arimathea, the one who offered his tomb as the burial place for the master, and went and put himself in jeopardy, certainly at this time right now when everything was like a keg of dynamite, and yet he put himself there in that position to ask for the body of Jesus. And then certainly Jesus himself. The Good Samaritan is so much like Jesus. Paul wrote something in Colossians that I want us to read tonight. In Colossians chapter 3, beginning with verse 12, Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must also do the same. But above all things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Having the courage to care. Being different in this world of ours. Being one of the ones who steps up. Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5 and verse 7, commends to us, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And in Luke 6 and verse 31, as well as in Matthew in the Sermon on the Mount, the golden rule, simply do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And then we learn from this story to dare to share. Caring leads to sharing. There's just no better example in all the world than a mother's love. The anguish, the discomfort of carrying a child for 9 months, the pain in childbearing, and yet all of that comes with a love that you don't find anywhere else. And what a blessing. What a blessing is a mother's love. I sure had one that cared and loved. My wind beneath my wings. And I really, really miss her. Really, really miss her. But that's such a special thing. Loving, caring, sharing. And it's part of who Jesus was and who he commends to us to be. The challenge to be. There's a song, we don't sing it, but it's good and certainly thought-provoking. It's about the Galilean Sea and the Dead Sea. One receives and gives, and one just receives. But the words of it are quite powerful. Listen. There is a sea which day by day receives a rippling rills, and streams that spring from wells of God or fall from cedared hills. But what it thus receives, it gives with glad unsparing hand. A stream more wide with deeper tide flows on to lower land, the Galilean Sea. But there is a sea which day by day receives the fuller tide. But all its store it keeps nor gives to shore nor sea beside. Its Jordan stream, now turned to brine, lies heavy as molten lead. Its dreadful name doth e'er proclaim that sea is waste and dead. Which shall it be for you and me, whose God's good gifts obtain? Shall we accept for self alone, or take to give again? For he who once was rich indeed laid all his glory down, that by his grace our ransomed race should share his wealth and crown. The Dead Sea proclaims sadly a picture too often the world in which we live. And then we learn from this story to have a heart to be there when someone needs us, to do and not just talk about. Sharing leads to doing when you care. And that's what James was trying to tell us in James chapter 2. When he said, be ye doers of the word, and not just hearers only. Doers of the word, and not just hearers only. And you know, I think that many times we are. We have those kind of hearts. But it very often takes some sad thing for us to bring those out. I'm glad. I'm certainly thankful that we have that kind of love, we have that kind of heart, and we're willing to be there whenever our brother or sister needs us. A sickness, and we're praying and caring and doing. A death, very, very tender time in our lives. To care and be there, it means so much. Man, it means so much. And that's one thing that is so a part of this church family. I'm so thankful to be a part of Johnson Church family. You do have caring hearts and sharing hearts, and that's great, man. That's one of the things that this world is looking for so much. We just need to tell them more. Hey, look, you can find it here. Because you can. And it sure does mean a lot to me personally to know that if I ever find myself in a situation, an unpleasant situation, that I can count on you. I know it. I know you'll be there to lend me a hand and help me up and pick me up. And that means so much. Means so very much. But sometimes we get so wrapped up in life. Another song, the words of which are or reminding. And Tyler, remind me, dear Lord, the things that I love and hold dear to my heart are just borrowed. They're not mine at all. Jesus, only let me use them to brighten my life. So remind me, dear Lord. Nothing good have I done to deserve God's own Son. I'm not worthy of the scars in His hand. Yet He chose the road to Calvary to die in my stead. Why He loved me, I can't understand. Roll back the curtain of memory now and then. Show me where You brought me from and where I should have been. Remember, I'm human, and humans forget. So remind me, dear Lord. And that's what these words, like the story of the Good Samaritan, are for. To remind us to have the courage to care, to dare to share, to have a heart to be there when someone needs me, to choose the right side of the road. And I'll close tonight with this poem written by our own Andrea Goodpasture. Passing by on the other side. There's a man in the road ahead. Looks like someone left him for dead. I've got places to be, can't be late. Gotta leave him to his fate. Pass him by on the other side. Just pass him by on the other side. There's an injured man up ahead of me. If I stop to help, someone might see. Gotta think about my reputation. Let someone else handle the situation. Pass him by on the other side. Just pass him by on the other side. Stranger lying the road I'm traveling. Looks pretty bad. His life's unraveling. Someone needs to give assistance. I can do it. Go the distance. I won't pass him by on the other side. I won't pass him by on the other side. Friends, there is a right side of the road. And that's where Christianity lies. Are you traveling the right side of the road? Will you come while together we stand and sing? That's where